Athensis Carlson, they're attacking Queen Elizabeth not because she was a bad person but lived during a better time. By Jeff Poor on September 9, 2022. During his show's opening monologue on Thursday, FNC host Tucker Carlson speculated why some in the American media had been so critical of Queen Elizabeth II in the wake of her death. Carlson argued some on the left disparaged the late queen because she lived during a better time. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson, various know-nothings in the media, including a columnist at The Atlantic and a couple of employees of NBC News, seconded that thought. The British Empire was evil, they wrote, apparently totally unaware of what came after it. And speaking of, what did come after the British Empire? How, for example, did Africa fare after the British left? Let's see. Uganda got Idi Amin, who was a cannibal. Rhodesia became Zimbabwe and then became the poorest country on the planet under the racist lunatic Robert Mugabe. As of tonight, South Africa is still being run into the ground by an incompetent kleptocratic called Cyril Ramaphosa. So, it's hard to see any of that as an improvement because it's not an improvement. Sorry, Atlantic Magazine. And now, of course, the entire continent of Africa has a new master, the Chinese government. China is the latest colonial power to dominate Africa. Its subjects will be pining for the British soon, assuming they are not already. In an ideal world, they would not be empires. No empires, only sovereign nations, but we don't have that world and we never have had that world going back to at least the Assyrians 1,400 years before Christ. In the real world, the one that we live in, strong countries dominate weak countries and that trend shows no sign of changing. The very least you can say about the English is that they took their colonial responsibilities seriously. They didn't just take things, they added. When the U.S. government withdrew from Afghanistan after 20 years, we left behind airstrips, shipping containers and guns. When the British pulled out of India, they left behind an entire civilization, a language, a legal system, schools, churches and public buildings, all of which are still in use today. Here's the train station the English built in Bombay, for example. There's nothing like that in Washington, D.C. right now, much less in Kabul or Baghdad. Today, India is far more powerful than the UK, the nation that once ruled it and yet, after 75 years of independence, has that country produced a single building as beautiful as the Bombay train station that the British colonialists built? No, sadly, it has not. Not one. So, despite what they may be claiming on Twitter tonight, the British Empire was more than just genocide. In fact, the British did not commit genocide, except arguably against the Dutch during the Boer War. The British did give the world the Magna Carta and habeas corpus and free speech. They helped end the transatlantic slave trade, as well as the ritual murder of widows in India. The British Empire spread Protestant Christianity to the entire world. It published some of the greatest literature ever written and produced the finest manufactured goods ever made anywhere at any time, including now. Queen Elizabeth was an example of a female leader that women admire, Morgan Ortigas, video. It was an impressive place run by impressive people. We will see many empires going forward, but we will never see one so benign. That's true and because it's true, the people who would like to run the world in a far harsher way would like to make certain that you don't know it. And so they destroy the evidence that ever existed. Here they are tearing down a statue of a British philanthropist in the UK 2 years ago. Destroy the statue, erase the memory. That's why they're doing it. Slander the ruler. Discredit the entire period she lived in. And that's exactly why they're attacking Queen Elizabeth tonight. Not because she was a bad person, she wasn't a bad person, but because she lived during a better time. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.